if we look at the very early going, they're not in pads and all that, but Pacheco's the one, and behind him, at least in terms of getting work so far, it has been Kareem Hunt, and then Elijah Mitchell, and then the rookie Rashard Smith. And I think as camp progresses and preseason progresses, depending on performance and health, it seems like the quote-unquote battle of a running back spot is between Hunt and Mitchell, does it not? Guaranteed money-wise, Elijah Mitchell actually has more money guaranteed than Kareem Hunt does on his deal. Now, neither is a massive amount of money, okay? And there's a chance that, you know, you could even do the old Carlos Hyde trade from a couple years ago where late in camp you flip one of them for a seventh-round pick or something like that. But Elijah Mitchell, if he is actually healthy and available, depending on what kind of player they're trying to have in this backfield, if they think Rashard Smith is ready, then maybe they don't need an Elijah Mitchell type this year. If Rashard Smith is not ready, then I wonder if that favors actually Elijah Mitchell, because Kareem Hunt was effective for them the first 2 months of the season when they needed him last year. Yeah. And then I think he kind of wore down a little bit. Is he ready to go? Andy said this is the first real offseason he's had in a couple of years.
Look, the truth is, and I heard the clip yesterday of him talking about giving up the suites. We can play that maybe in a minute, but I think he is at greater risk to be cut than we probably want to admit. And fans won't like that idea based on the fact that he was kind of the savior for a backfield that had lost everybody in the backfield at one point last year. But the best case scenario for this running back room is that they do not need Kareem Hunt, that they do not feel inclined to overuse him. Because while I do think he's better in the red zone area, that's the only area in which I think Kareem Hunt, when everybody is healthy, is the superior back. Isaiah Pacheco, when healthy and young, is still the better current back than Kareem Hunt. Not talking about in their careers or anything like that, just where they currently stand. The only place in which I want Kareem Hunt touching the ball is maybe inside the 5 yard line, where I feel like he's got, or third and inches, where I feel like maybe he's got a little bit better sense of it. But because he's owed almost nothing, I think you pointed out, Elijah Mitchell,
$850,000 guaranteed for Hunt on a $1.5 million deal.
Yeah, Elijah Mitchell's guaranteed more cash. And if that's the case, well, then I don't feel some infinite pressure. You draft another guy in the seventh round, that doesn't feel like the kind of guy you have to immediately promote, but that they've been willing to do here as of late. I hope that this camp shakes out where it's Pacheco most of the time, and then just like an equal share between the three, if you're keeping
now,
all three.
Because of this, you and I were talking off air yesterday, and we were both kind of agreeing that come preseason time, like the games, that means Elijah Mitchell, Rashard Smith, Carson Steele, and I guess to a certain extent, maybe Kareem Hunt. Like, I don't really need Pacheco getting much work during the preseason games, given the fact that last year he got injured. He's now healthy, which is a great sign, but I don't really need much reps for my number one running back, considering he had an injury last year.
At all.
He really doesn't need to.
Like, I mean, he knows the job. He understands what's needed of him. Why do I need him playing in preseason game number one in a couple of weeks? I don't. I mean, I don't need him anywhere near the field during that time. I still think that the best case scenario for their run game this year is like a 70% share for Isaiah Pacheco, and getting him back to that 1,000 yards he said is once again his goal going into this year, because I do think we undervalue Pacheco a little bit when healthy.
Yeah, and he has never been a 1,000 yard back. He's come very
close. That was his goal.
He's come very close. That's been his goal for really every year, you know, and he was on pace for that a couple years ago as well. I would take Isaiah Pacheco 900 to 950 yards again. 2023 had 935 yards, 4.6 yards per carry. I do think there's some truth to, because the injury happened last year and then he came back and was just not right, didn't look all that effective. Kareem Hunt was the better back at that point in time, that people maybe have kind of ridden him off too soon. Now, this is probably his last year in Kansas City still, but I do think there's some tread on the tires still for one last year where you can go and say he's a 900 plus yard back in this system. I do agree with you on that. And for his sake, hopefully he gets his first 1,000 yard season. In this offense, that's also trickier to do, especially if we think they're going to have a backfield that features backs with different roles. Pacheco, and maybe it's Hunt, maybe it's Mitchell, as we're saying. I think that's a camp battle to watch. And then Rashard Smith's making the team, but do they trust him in pass protection? He seems like more of a receiving type, given his background, and we know that we'll see it in a preseason game maybe, but Rashard Smith, kind of a guy that they motion out of the backfield, and maybe he lines up in the slot. There's a lot of different things they can do with Rashard Smith, based off of his track record of the wide receiver in college.
I guess, why does everyone in the text line seems to disagree with us, at least on this, which is, hey, Kareem Hunt's not going anywhere.
Well, I think it's a toss-up. I would lean he has, like, right this second, I would lean towards Hunt making the team over Mitchell, but not by much. I mean, as we said, the dollar amount is really not much different between the two. And while Kareem Hunt was a great story last year, I don't think he's in a spot where, as an, if you're, by the way, if you're a number two, if we all agree that you're talking about the number two running back, nobody can claim that they've got the number two running back job just on a complete lockdown.
By the time, here's the problem. And I think that sometimes we got blinders on because we remember Kareem at his absolute prime. There's a couple of issues here. One is that nobody in the league wanted Kareem Hunt. So I think it's important to note that when he was a free agent and available to a bunch of teams, there weren't people banging down the door to go get Kareem Hunt, including the fact that he was willing to sign a $1 million deal this offseason, which meant he didn't have a bunch of suitors there either. And he only averaged 3.6 yards per carry last year. He only averaged 3 yards per carry the year before that. He was just, it was more just volume than anything else. The areas in which you notice Kareem were still good is he has vision in short yardage situations in which I don't need him to get 4 yards. He's actually better if I only need him to get one, or I need him to punch it in from the goal line. So if you're just keeping him around for that, fine. But like that, those types of running backs don't tend to just like get guaranteed roster spots. Guys who are good for a single yard, because before that moment and before he had fumbling troubles, I actually thought Carson Steele was better as a short yardage back than Isaiah Pacheco, right? So there are other guys who might be good as 1 yard guys who maybe you have more control of or cost less money to keep or all the other stuff that comes with it. I don't think his job is guaranteed. And I thought he was fine last year. And for what they needed when they were desperate, you know, okay, great. But like, that's the first time he'd had 200 carries since he was a rookie. Like, I just gotta be honest. I don't think that that's sustainable.